Happy. Vorzeig. Vorne schwingen. Mündung geht nach unten. Mündung geht nach unten. Immer die Sicherung zuerst überprüfen. Lassen Sie nicht immer.
Yeah. It's training time at Berlin's Police Academy. Almost 30 recruits in dark blue training overalls and black caps are standing on the academy's basketball court. On the shouted orders from their instructors, they practice cocking and locking their machine guns. Minutes later, they are lying flat on the ground, pointing their guns at an invisible enemy.
Laden! MP, entladen! Magazin entnehmen!
The fresh-faced recruits, all in their early 20s, have just started their second year of training. One of them is 22-year-old Ugur.
Im Vorfeld hat man ja eher die Gedanken im Kopf, dass als Polizist wirklich aufzutreten, ein Polizist zu sein, was...
I always thought that it's great to be a police officer. My family holds this job in high esteem. My parents were very proud of me when I was accepted at the academy. As a police officer, you have a certain presence in the community, and you have to be very conscientious every day.
Germany's police are desperately looking for more young recruits who are as excited about the job as Ugur. This year, they want to hire an estimated 15,000 new officers for the different police forces in the country. There is a federal police service that is in charge of security at borders, airports and railways. Each federal state also has its own police force. But why does Germany need so many new officers all of a sudden? Andrea Sievert is the chief recruitment manager of Berlin's local police force.
Wir haben jahrelang eine relativ stringente Sparpolitik in Berlin fahren müssen.
Berlin had to implement austerity measures for years in order to reduce the deficit in our budget. The police was also affected by that. We did not shed jobs, but we could not hire additional officers. Now, more and more people are coming to Berlin and live here, so we need more officers who can attend to the residents.
And the problem is getting worse. Germany's police are growing older and older. Take the capital Berlin, for example. 38% of the officers currently serving there will have retired by the year 2022. The recruitment team of Berlin's police is even going to swimming pools to distribute promotion material to find new recruits. The deadline for applications has just been extended for a second time. Recruitment manager Andrea Sievert says that plenty of applications are coming in and the job is clearly popular among young people. But many candidates don't meet the stringent standards that new officers have to meet. In addition to the many formal qualifications that need to be met, police authorities are also looking for people with the right kind of personality.
Man muss den gesamten Tag Umgang mit Menschen haben in schwierigen Lebenssituationen, in Verzweiflung, in Angst.
Police officers deal with people in difficult situations on a daily basis. People who are afraid, who are desperate or shocked, because they've just been robbed or something like that. Then they have to be extremely tactful. In other situations, officers have to act like bulldozers and make sure they get the upper hand. It's an extremely demanding job, and sometimes people work much longer hours than planned.
The list of formal requirements is long. Would-be officers have to be citizens of Germany or an EU country. They have to be physically fit, of good repute, and must meet certain physical standards such as the minimum height, although this is changing. Candidates also have to show that they are psychologically fit for the demanding job that awaits them. So why is it so hard to find such people? That's a hard question to answer, because no research has been done to find out. But there are some clues. Jörg Radek is the deputy chairman of the German Police Union, GDP.
Wir sind ja jetzt gerade auf einer Aufholjagd. Wir haben ja jahrelang erlebt, dass Personal reduziert wurde bei der Polizei.
For years, many jobs in the German police were cut. Now we are looking for new staff, but it's harder to find them because Germany's population is shrinking. We are competing with industry, the business sector and other areas of public service. The police has to do more if it wants to remain an attractive employer.
One issue, Radek says, is pay. Each German police service pays its officers differently. That can lead to absurd situations in a city like Berlin. A federal police officer patrolling Berlin's main train station earns a different salary than the provincial police officer who is patrolling the road leading to the station. So applicants might choose to apply to a police service that offers them a higher salary than a police force in a city like Berlin that pays relatively little. Working conditions could be another factor. Police work is not a 9-to-5 job. Police officers work nights, weekends and public holidays. And with increasing crime levels in some parts of Germany and an increased terrorism threat, they often work much longer than they are supposed to. According to estimates compiled by the police union, all police officers in the whole of Germany worked 22 million hours more than they were legally supposed to last year. On top of that, there's an increased threat of violence. In the old days, police officers enjoyed great respect from the community, but that has changed, says Jörg Radek from the police union.
Das ist genau ein spannendes Feld. Auf der einen Seite eine sehr hohe Zuspruchsrate, die widerspiegelt die gesellschaftliche Anerkennung.
There are many citizens who greatly appreciate the work the police is doing. On the other hand, lack of respect for the police is growing. It starts with insults, but my colleagues also have to learn to deal with kicks, bites and physical injuries.
Despite the many negative headlines about the police in Germany, new recruits like Ugur are full of excitement. He says he can't wait to finish his training and join his colleagues on the streets of Berlin. He will be ready in about 18 months from now. He says he's not worried about the kind of situations that he could encounter.
Es ist klar, dass nicht jeder die Polizei liebt und schätzt und mag. Das wissen wir auch als Berliner Hauptstadtkind.
I know that not everybody loves and appreciates the police. After all, I grew up here in Berlin, and I know there are plenty of different cultures and people living here. But I feel up to the task, and I'm also able to learn more. Not every day is going to be the same once I've left the academy.
But in the meantime, Germany's police forces can only wait and hope that they will find many more young recruits who are as qualified and as excited about the job as Ugur is. Daniel Pelz, DW, Berlin.
Und dann geht's. Moment. Haben Sie einen Plan? Entspannte Sicherheit, ja? Dann wird die MP wieder auf den umgehangen. Automatisch. Ja? Muss bei uns.